like that. Okay. Here we go. All right, we are coming very close to the study of trigonometry. But right now, we're going to finish up making sure we have a really good grasp on functions. We spent a lot of time talking about non-functions. How do we know that these are all non-functions? Two y's. Squared. The other way? What's the test? The vertical line test. The vertical line test. Now, so we know what a function is. Every x has its own unique y. Functions, interestingly enough, can be added, subtracted, multiplied, and divided. You actually know you can do it because, do you remember that section on polynomials way back where we would take like two polynomials and add them and then subtract them? We do like, that was in the end of chapter 2 or the middle of chapter 2, I think. Just like we can add x, let me give you this example. If I gave you this problem, and said multiply, do you know how to multiply those? Yeah. Is this a function? If I plug in an x, will I get out only one y value? And if I plug in, you know, 3, will I have a multiple, any choices or? No. So we can add, subtract, multiply, and divide functions. We've already done it. So I'm going to give you two functions. Let's just talk through this one. If f of x is equal to x squared minus 3 and g of x is equal to 1 over x, what would f of x plus g of x be, Avi?
X squared minus 3 plus 1 over x.
That's all it is. X squared minus 3 plus 1 over x. Now some people will say, do I have to get a common denominator and collect? Not really. Collect terms if it helps. If it was x squared minus 3 and a 1 over x plus 12, you want to collect the negative 3 and the 12. Collect things that can go together, but don't waste your time on things that can't go together. All right, I would like you to do this one on your paper. Find what f of x times g of x is.
7.
Yeah? Okay, quickly, please. Yeah. All right, what are you getting when you multiply those together? So you're taking the x squared minus 3 times 1 over x, and some people will call it x minus 3 over x. Some people will call it x squared minus 3 all over x. Either of those is acceptable. Good. Okay, so far? Not so bad. How about if I asked you to divide g of x into x squared minus 3? Oh, because when you're dividing, let's see, let's write this down. So if I take f of x divided by g of x, if I am dividing, that means I'm taking x squared minus 3 divided by 1 over x. And James, how are you getting an x cubed out of that? What are you doing to the 1 over x? Times it by x over 1, that is x cubed minus 3x. X cubed minus 3x. Good. Okay. I would like you to go back to those two functions. Find what f of 3 is, what g of 3 is, and find out what they multiply to be. Yeah, it says for the above functions, the ones above. What are you getting?
Two.
6 times 1/3, you get 2. Now, let's look at your answer to 1b. I don't know which one you have, whether you have this version or this version. Plug 3 into the one you have. Do you get 2? Yeah, you get 2 again. What this is showing you is that you can find the value of each function and then perform the operation, or perform the operation and then plug in the number, whichever you choose. Functions are fun like that. Now, the next phrase you're going to hear me say is Fogg and Goff. And that is something you'll hear this year, you'll hear next year, you'll hear senior year. Fogg and Goff are nicknames. We call it fog because the symbol in between the F and the G is a little tiny circle. It looks like a little O or a degree symbol. And that symbol actually means composite, the composite of two functions, taking the composition. And you can take the composition of two or more functions. Now, we've never called it composite before. We've just given you functions and dealt with them. But I'm going to show you what some composite functions are. Again, that little O, that little tiny O becomes the ah in the fog and ga. All right. That particular function is actually a composition. A composition means what I'm doing is I'm taking a function of another function. The two functions here are square rooting and x cubed minus 3. Okay. So if you see sort of multiple things happening, that is a composite. And you can break things down into a whole bunch of little functions. You can look at them as bigger functions. If I gave you the function, let's do this one. Tell me the functions involved here.
Multiplication.
Addition. Squaring. And then? What two functions could I think of this as? Don't even name them, just 2x squared plus 10, and then something to the fifth power, x to the fifth. Okay? Now what have we done? We've tucked one function into the other. Do you remember? Remember that? We don't like that. It keeps coming back to haunt us. But that is really the idea, is we're tucking this function into here. All right. So let me show you, and I'd like you to write this down, the definition of a fog. So if I gave you two functions such as f of x is the square root of x and g of x is x cubed minus 3, then fogging means I take f of g of x. See, that this tells you the order. F, then g. And I like to use the little o as the word outside. Write it as f outside g. Now, what have I done from this step here to this step here? Yeah, I just wrote down what g of x actually was. What do we do about poor Aunt Sally? Please excuse our poor Aunt Sally. She's the embarrassment on Thanksgiving dinner, perhaps. Please excuse dear Aunt Sally. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally also says that what do we have to go to first? Parentheses. Go inside those parentheses. And you see how I've got inside parentheses? I want to look at what g of x actually is. It's x cubed minus 3. Now look at where my little red dot is pointing. If I said f of 25, you'd tell me?
5.
If I said f of 100, you'd tell me?
10.
F of 7 would be?
Root 7.
So f of x cubed minus 3 would be? Root x cubed minus 3. You're tucking one function into the other, replacing it into x. Okay, let's look at what Goff would be then. Oh, and this is why I'm always so happy I have different colors of chalk, because it makes it easier to see. Okay, so Goff, what's the next thing I'm going to write there? G outside of f of x.
Is it the same?
Yeah. I've just given you two functions. Now, what is f of x? Root x. I take a minute and say, what is f of x? It's root x. All right. How would I take g of root x? I'd plug in root x. So if I had g of 7, what would I do to 7?
Cube it.
Then take away 3. What would I do of g of 0?
Take away
cubit, take away 3. So what am I going to do to root x? Cube it and take away 3. Now there are two ways to write this one also. X root x minus 3 is perfectly acceptable because I'm cubing root x. Two of them would give you an x. X root x minus 3. What's the other way to write root x? X to the 1/2. 1/2 cubed? 3/2. Power to a power, you multiply those powers. That is the second, that those two are perfectly acceptable answers. I don't care which one you write. I'd like it simplified a little bit if it can be. X root x can be written a little bit more cleanly. Or I'm sorry, x square root of x cubed can be written more cleanly. All right, kind of with me so far? All right, so let's try this problem. For the first one, what's outside? F outside G. Fog. F outside G. What is G?
One over X.
Now, if I was taking F of 7, what would you do to 7? Square it and take away 3. So what am I going to do to 1 over x?
Square
it and take away 3. What is 1 over x squared? How do I write that? 1 over x squared.
Minus
3. You're taking it, what's inside, and replacing it into the other function. You're following the other function's directions. Now, goth it, please.
G outside F is G of x squared minus 3,
which is 1 over x squared minus 3. Go ahead, Jackie. What?
I don't like it.
Don't keep the 3 outside.
Okay. What would I do? What would I do to G of 7? What about G of 12? G of 19? What am I doing to whatever is inside here? Taking the, what's that called though?
Dividing it.
No, it's called the reciprocal. Okay, Jackie, you okay on that? So what if I had a happy face in here? How would I write it as?
One over
a happy face. No, it wouldn't make it a sad face. Just 1 over a happy face. Not the reciprocal of a happy face. What if I had a lollipop in here? Okay, so what if I have a capital X or capital B in here? So what if I have an x squared minus 3 in there? 1 over. You have to stop and say, what am I doing to what's in the function? It is replacing. Max?
In f of x, but aren't you only multiplying by x minus 3 for the function? You know what I mean? Multiplying whatever is in
that does not say multiplying. That is a composite. You are not multiplying functions.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, for f of x to get x squared minus 3, you're multiplying x by x minus 3.
No, x squared minus 3 means you're squaring x and then subtracting 3.
Okay.
Like 7 would be 7 squared minus 3. Okay. 81 would be 81 squared minus 3. Jackie, is that making a little more sense?
Yes.
A little more? Okay. All right. This is going to be a real test. Can you fogah it? F-O-G-O-H.
We can fogah it.
We can fogah it. F of g of h. Start by writing it as nested functions. And then start from inside out.
Can we use, like,
Sure, whatever you want. There.
So would you be 1 over 3x? No. I mean h.
H, yes. Can you see that up there?
Yeah.
If you feel that this is giving you trouble, then start from the beginning. Just look up there and make sure that you wrote in h of x. Okay? What would, and we're taking g of that number inside. What would g of 7 be? 49. What would g of 100 be? Whatever, right? What would g of negative 8 be? 64. So what would g of this thing be? 9x squared. All right. Now, what would I do to whatever I've got for F? Multiply 2 and then subtract 1. So if I had a happy face, I'd have 2 happy faces minus 1. If I had a Q, it would be 2Q minus 1. So if I have a 1 over 9x squared, what would that become? 2 over 9x squared minus 1. Get it? Sort of? Good. Okay, if you're not, then you got to come work with me on it, because this is sort of a backbone type of problem. All right, try this one. Now, this one is something we did already this year. We just didn't tell you that we were doing it. Oh, it's actually not so bad. Oh, Avi. Stop complaining. You're going to have to write it down. Yeah, this is not one that you can do in your head. Five, you can. Some people will be able to do 5 in their head, not this one. Oh, does anything look familiar? What does that look familiar from? Oh, it wasn't the bonus. That was a regular old problem. This is a simpler version of it. Let's think about this. Everyone okay on that fogging so far? What?
I got that.
Not GCF. Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right, though. What's that other one? Multiplying top and bottom by the LCD. All right, let's think about this. What if I said take F of 18? What would you do with the 18? Stick it here and here. What about F of 2,000? Where would you stick 2,000? There and there. F of my little happy face would be happy face, happy face. Happy face minus 6, happy face minus 4. How about F of anything really disgusting?
Really
disgusting. Minus 6, disgusting minus 4. So what about F of this little purple thing? Wouldn't it be purple thing minus, well, I'm not left-handed, over purple thing minus 4. You're replacing it into the other function. And Liz remembered the magic word LCD. We're going to multiply top and bottom by the LCD. Why? It's a quick way to clear the fractions. So quick. It's like magic. It's like OxyClean. It works so quickly. Now look what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to write out the x plus 1 minus 6 times the x plus 5 over x plus 1 minus 4 times x plus 5. Why do you think I took the moment to write that?
So you can
see it, distribute the negative, distribute everything correctly. This is another place I see a lot of mistakes, a lot of mistakes. Multiplying everything by x plus 5 in the top and in the bottom. In the top, you end up with, I'm going to go straight to the simplify step, negative 5x minus 29 over negative 3x minus 19. And if you pull the negative out of the top and bottom and cancel, not a bad idea, but I won't take off for not doing that.
So then you just get 5x
plus 29 over 3x plus 19. It's considered a little bit neater or more simplified form if you take out any negatives in front of the x term in the bottom. All right, we are going to stop here.